Welcome back to another episode of Legend Tech. I'm sorry I haven't made an episode in a while. I've been busy. And if you didn't know, we actually just passed the 1 year anniversary of this podcast. And yeah. Anyway, I'm back with another episode of Legend. But I'm still excited because, I mean, past 1 year last week of this podcast. Yeah, and I'm pretty stoked. Today we'll talk about Apple since they had an event today.
Wow.
We'll also talk about a hair salon by Amazon and also about Discord rejecting the Microsoft deal. I'm Rishu Sheth and this is Legend Tech. Apple. It seems that Apple is the topic of tech news all the time, especially if you ran out of ideas. But at least today, I have an excuse for doing so, since Apple had an event recently, on 420. Nice. At the event, they announced the long-rumored AirTags that will help you keep track of where things are, new iMacs with new colors as well, the first major update since 2012, the newest iPad Pros will have the M1 chip. This is good. The new Apple TV will get the A12 Bionic chip, and a new refresh of the Siri remote. And most importantly, the iPhone comes in a new color.
Wow.
Yes, I will use that sound effect a lot today. I mean, the rest of the stuff was great, but they could have released a new budget iPhone like they did with the reboot of the iPhone SE last year. But regardless of how important the new color on the iPhone 12 is, let's get into the rest of the stuff. The AirTags, which is an item similar to Tile. Basically, it uses GPS and Bluetooth to track items that you may be prone to losing. It also includes an accelerometer and a speaker, which would probably be to alert you where something is using sound. Apple says that it will have around a year of battery life, and you can replace it, which is good for Apple. And it will also use NFC. It will show up in Apple's Find My app. By the way, it can also use NFC to locate it for someone else. For example, if someone else finds a lost AirTag, they can tap it to their iPhone, and they'll get notification about where the product is from, and if it's from your name. I think I mentioned in a previous episode about the safety concerns that you could have with this. For example, someone could pair an AirTag to their iPhone and put it onto someone else's objects, and they would know where that person is at all times, especially if they put it into something like clothes. So, they do have some, that they will put out a way that this will be preventable. Possibly that if it's tracked next to someone else's iPhone for too long and too far away from yours, it'll turn off or something, I don't know. So, yeah. It'll start at $29.99. The new iMac Pro is an excellent upgrade to the last generation, I'll have to say. It'll be a new 24:4.5K display with narrower borders around the top and sides. It still has a giant chin on the bottom, but the rear of the display is now flat instead of curved. The only thing is that they could have curved it at the back, put the internals in that little curved section, and then they could have had a smaller chin on the screen, instead of putting it, all the internals, I mean, right behind the screen. Apple is also promising a much-needed update to the iMac's camera and mics, so you'll look better on video calls. It also now has a 1080p resolution and a larger sensor.
Wow.
And guess what? It has the M1 chip. So even though it is a lot thinner than the previous model, it will stay thinner and quieter as you binge Netflix or while you build a car in Fusion 360. And incredibly, there is still a headphone jack. The Magic Mouse, sadly, still has the charging port at the bottom.
Aww.
It'll start at $12.99, which I guess is reasonable. I mean, they could have put better specs in the starting model. You only get 256 gigs of storage, I'm pretty sure, and 8 gigs of RAM. The other problem about this is the bezels. Now, the bezels are white. Why on earth would they be white? It's 2021, guys, okay? No more white bezels. Stop. The white will distract you from watching. It's been proven. Just please, stop it. I beg you, Apple. No more white bezels again. You cannot do this. You see this? Oh, you can't because you're listening. But I have a fork. I will stab this fork through an iMac. if you don't give me black bezels next time. Please don't cancel me, Twitter. I'm not being racist. And I'm a kid, so stop, please. Anyway, the chin is also big, but I would like this a lot more, I guess, if it was less ugly, but I think MKBHD said in his video, and same with other YouTubers, that it's more for, like, family use, so I don't think people, the average consumer, they will care as much, but still, no more white bezels, please. Okay, now to the iPad Pro M1. So, it will have the M1. Yeah, it seems like a little overpowered, I guess. I mean, it's a chip for the MacBook and an iPad. It's like they just want to stab the MacBook Air in the face. Because this seems great now. I mean, it has everything that you could possibly want. But the only thing is it doesn't have computer power. I guess you can't, like, run Final Cut Pro X on an iPad. Maybe you can one day. Please, Apple. Final Cut Pro on an iPad. I will give you money. Please do it. I mean, the new device has 8 cores in an iPad. It's the same chip that powers a MacBook Pro, which is like, And it's an iPad. This would definitely be a big jump in performance over the last iPad. It's probably, the graphics performance is going to be 1,500 times faster. The chip brings a number of new features, including a 16-core Apple Neural Engine and an advanced image signal processor. Apple also says that you can expect up to 10 hours of battery life from Wi-Fi models and 9 hours from the Wi-Fi plus cellular models. And even better, it has Thunderbolt 3. Thunderbolt freaking 3 on an iPad. This is beautiful. And 5G connectivity. The company did not mention the U1 locator chip, though, so. Okay. There's going to be that TrueDepth camera system, but who uses cameras on an iPad, really? Why? I don't think anyone does, except for, like, 8-year-old kids or kids without a phone, I'm just saying. But the camera will automatically pan to follow you around during video calls with a new feature called Center Stage. Some smart displays, such as a Facebook portal, which you should not buy, I will make an episode on why you should not buy that, offer similar features. It'll obviously support the Apple Pencil and that smart keyboard that it released last year. And on the gaming front, it'll support PS5 and Xbox controllers with haptics. Apple says that the device uses a 100% recycled aluminum enclosure. So good, you're saving the environment. Let's go. And the 12.9-inch iPad models also include a new mini LED screen, the Liquid Retina XDR, which Apple says delivers XDR level brightness. What does XDR level even mean? Let me figure this out right now. 1 second. Okay, wait, XDR means Extended Detection and Response. So, great acronyms. I never knew Extended started with X. I get where the sound's coming from, but really? Really, Apple? Go on. The 11-inch model will start at $799 for Wi-Fi and $999 for Wi-Fi and cellular, and the 12.9-inch will be $1099 for Wi-Fi and $1299 for Wi-Fi and cellular. Education pricing will also be available. You can go look at that on your own. The new Apple TV 4K will be in 4K, obviously. And it will get the new A12 processor. Okay, let me do some math here. I think that the A12 processor was the one used in the XR, XS, and XS Max. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yell at me in the reviews of the podcast. But yeah, I think it's... Yeah, the same one as the iPhone XS Max. And it will also include a nifty new TV calibration feature. But the best part is an all-new Siri remote. Yay! The new clicker features an all-aluminum body, a new layout, and the ability to control your TV, obviously. If they didn't do that, that would be bad. The biggest change is to the touch keypad at the top. The old Siri remote for Apple TV had a blank black square of space that you swiped your thumb across to control menus and playback. It was a novel at the time, but often too sensitive or imprecise, causing complaints from many users. The new version still has a touchpad, but with more visual and tactical cues, according to Apple. It's like circular, and I think it has four dots in cardinal directions. There's new gestures. Yeah, you learn those, okay? How do I show you gestures through a podcast? You really expecting that? There's a new dedicated TV power button that you can switch your TV on and off. I never knew remotes had this. Definitely a new feature. I don't know how innovative it can be that a remote can possibly turn your TV on and off. Just saying. Apple has also moved the Siri button, which was summon the demon of Siri, Australia, la la la. Okay. The remote is silver, which should show up better than the black version it replaces. So you can find it easier if you accidentally sit on it and it goes down those couch cushions. And yeah, it'll start for pre-order in April 30th, so 8 days from now. And the shipping will start in May. And it will start at $179 or £169. Nice. We'll talk about Hair Salon by Amazon after this short sponsor break. Okay, now back to Amazon. Amazon's latest bricks-and-mortar experiment is unexpectedly a hair salon. The company is opening Amazon Salon in London's East End Spitalfields area, where it says it will try out the latest industry technology. This includes an augmented reality app that lets customers see what different hairstyles and colors look like on them before they decide on a change. Unlike the company's cashierless Go grocery stores, which just expanded to London, Amazon Salon does not seem to be beachhead for industry invasion. This will not be an experiential venue where we showcase new products and technology, and there are no current plans to open any other Amazon Salon locations, said Amazon in a post. Instead, it looks more like a modest marketing stunt meant to signal the company's ambitions in the fashion and beauty sectors generally. These have been sectors where Amazon has struggled to make inroads against specialist stores. Now let's get to Discord. Discord is ending talks to sell itself to Microsoft or other companies, the Wall Street Journal reports. The popular online chat app was reportedly in talks to sell Microsoft in March for a price that valued Discord of over $10 billion. Discord was reportedly in talks with at least three other companies besides Microsoft. Other past potential suitors included both Amazon and Epic Games, according to Bloomberg. But even with the big-name options, Discord has repeatedly decided to stay independent and consider a potential public listing to build on its success. Discord has around 140 monthly users and has earned about $130 million in revenue in 2020, but still isn't profitable, according to Wall Street Journal. Microsoft's interest in Discord has a lot to do with the latter's role as a home for online communities. The app is a destination for creators cultivating their own forums, as well as homegrown apps centered on video and tabletop role-playing games. Outside of its Xbox and Surface devices, Microsoft doesn't have a big consumer-facing way to be part of most people's day-to-day lives. It's opened up Teams for personal use, but Discord has built-in familiarity and doesn't read as enterprise software. The Wall Street Journal writes that both Discord and Microsoft are still open to be renewed talks. But for now, Discord is going its own way.